Voters in the Central City School District went to the polls in July of 2004 to vote on a $4.6 million bond issue for school improvements and to authorize the school board to levy a tax to pay for the bonds. The vote to issue the bonds passed, and on election night, the tax levy squeaked by with a 60.9% approval. Opponents of the issue asked for a recount, which turned up four disputed ballots. The voter on one of the ballots marked out the word no instead of the oval on the ballot, indicating a no vote. On three other ballots, the voters filled in the letter O of the word no instead of the oval next to the word. The recount board said the voters on those three ballots intended to vote no and accepted them. That sent the measure to defeat with only 59.8% approval. Supporters filed to have a special contest court review the ruling, and the court voted 2-1 to throw out the three ballots, giving the measure enough to pass. Opponents appealed to the district court, which upheld the contest court, finding the intent of the voters who cast the four disputed ballots could not be shown. The Supreme Court agreed with the district court, saying they recognized the possibility that the voters in this case intended to vote no on each ballot, particularly on the three ballots where the voters filled in the letter O in the word no. However, the High Court said state law does not permit such intent to prevail when the ballots were marked in an unauthorized manner. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.